with SRN News, I'm John Scott. Conservatives are concerned about news some 25,000 Chinese nationals made their way across the southern U.S. border last year. Bob Agnew with that report.
Representative Mike Gallagher chairs the House Select Committee on China and says he's heard the reports.
I think it's a massive national security risk.
Gallagher says he's yet to hear back from intelligence officials as to whether this is an economic migration or something much more dangerous.
Anytime you're dealing with military age males on that scale from our primary foreign adversary, you have to assume that there is a national security risk involved.
Gallagher was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNnews.com, a U.S. Navy destroyer in the Red Sea has shot down an anti-ship cruise missile launched by Yemen's Houthi rebels. More from Charles de Ledesma.
The attack late on Tuesday targeted the USS Gravely, a guided missile destroyer. The military's central command says the Gravely shot down the missile. A Houthi military spokesman claimed the attack in a statement on Wednesday morning. He called it a victory for the oppression of the Palestinian people and a response to the American-British aggression against our country. Since November, the rebels have repeatedly targeted ships in the Red Sea over Israel's offensive against Hamas in Gaza. The attacks have imperiled shipping in a key global trade route. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Labor Department reports pay and benefits for America's workers slowed last quarter, a trend that could affect the Federal Reserve's decision about when to begin cutting interest rates. Compensation, as measured by the government's Employment Cost Index, rose 0.9% in the October-December quarter, down from a 1.1 increase the previous quarter. The Dow is down 8 points, the NASDAQ losing 220. This is SRN News. Parents' rights groups around the country are rebelling against the diversity, equity, and inclusion curriculum being installed in the public schools.
The problem with the word equity is that it's not the same as equality. Equality is equal treatment under the law, and equity is expecting every person to have the same outcome, which is impossible.
Sherry Few is president of the United States Parents Involved in Education.
They think they have to hold down white children and classify them as oppressors, and the minority children are classified as oppressed. So this whole Marxist theory of oppressor versus oppressed is being taught in early grades, and it is dividing children. It is dividing our country.
She says parents need to find out exactly what their kids are learning in school, and if they don't like it, do something. There's more information at USPIE.org. This is SRN News. It's getting a little bit of out of hand up north. Even by Alaska standards, there's been a lot of snow this winter. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the chilly details in this report.
A new storm has dropped nearly 17 more inches of snow on Anchorage, bringing the seasonal total past 100 inches. Ian Beckett says the snow makes his job as a tourism bus driver just a tad bit difficult.
Especially for somebody like me that's got to drive in it every single day for a living. So it's, you know, I got to give Anchorage credit. They're doing pretty good on the roads considering last year how bad it was. But
so much snow has fallen that roofs on commercial buildings are collapsing around Anchorage, and officials are urging residents to break out their shovels to avoid a similar fate at home. Anchorage is already in the record books with this year's snowfall at 8th snowiest, with a lot of time left in the season. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.